All is going according to plan. This morning's commentary brought to you by WaFed Bank. On July 26, Klondike announced it would stop making Choco Tacos. Now, for those of you still unfamiliar with the Choco Taco, it's an ice cream sandwich except with a firmer shell made of waffle cone material, folded like a taco, so that unlike the traditional ice cream sandwich, which is supported by a pair of parallel crackers which stick to your fingers as they thaw, the Choco Taco does not stick to your fingers so you can eat it in public and maintain your dignity.
Talk about cultural appropriation.
Yes, okay, true. But I happen to love them, as do millions of Americans, and this Philadelphia TV anchor.
I even tasted one for the very first time. Very good.
But Klondike discontinued it anyway, sending Choco Taco Choco waves rippling across America. Ads began popping up on eBay for Choco Tacos in the original sealed package for $37, which would be a soggy brown mess by the time it arrived. However, you could also buy one packed in dry ice for $550. This became a news story, of course. We mentioned it on Seattle's Morning News. It was a big story in Philadelphia.
The frozen treat was created right here in Philadelphia almost 40 years ago.
And it was picked up on podcasts, including a podcast called Riffin' with Griffin.
It's just like an ice cream that you could hold differently. I guess a taco is a better way to hold. I kind of like the other regular type of ice cream cone if I get ice cream, but I haven't even had ice cream in a while. It's so fatty.
It is so fatty. Anyway, thousands of online commenters were begging Klondike to reconsider. Childhood memories were at stake, and forcing people to switch to an ice cream sandwich and walk around licking their chocolatey fingers when there's monkeypox going around and inflation and global warming, it's too much. Within days, people got so desperate that videos popped up on how to make a DIY Choco Taco.
Let's make a Choco Taco. The Choco Taco was just discontinued.
But we can still make it at home.
We'll turn our waffle cone into a taco shell.
Fill it with a few scoops of ice cream.
Now smooth it out.
Then we melt some chocolate.
Ooh.
Look at this thing.
And finish with nuts.
This thing's a beauty.
Oh, God.
It's not the same.
No, it is not the same. So guess what happened this week?
Well, Klondike responded to the controversy on Twitter. It said, "We've heard our fans, and we're hoping to bring this favorite treat back to ice cream trucks in the coming years."
Who knew that was coming? Everybody. All is going according to plan. It happened with the Hostess Cupcake. Hostess goes out of business in 2012. No more cupcakes with squiggles. A year later, a new company buys rights to the squiggles, and it's back. The point of this little story? You can't keep a good dessert down. Although if you are having trouble keeping your dessert down, it's probably because of these guys.
Let's make a Choco Taco.
It is 7:38.
You love a Choco Taco.
Mm.
I love that about you.
Yeah.
It's such a guilty pleasure, right?
I don't feel guilty at all.
Its only downside is that when you do get to a certain point, all right, we can turn that music off, is it squishes out the back end, right? Like you take a bite and it
If you eat it right.
Oh, well,
you
apparently
eat it from opposite ends. You alternate the ends. You eat the right end and the left end.
You don't eat it top down?
No. Colleen.
I know. I'm a little inexperienced with the Choco Taco, but I do love
it. When it comes back, you and I will enjoy a Choco Taco.
On air, we could do like AMSR for people. Like,
ew. No.
No? Okay.